Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
One of the questions I receive from a student is, why are perceptions such a powerful lever for change? Why do they have an impact on our decision-making? So every individual lives by a set of priorities, a set of values. And whatever this set of values is, it influences our perceptions, our decisions, and our actions. And the hierarchy of our values therefore dictates, in a sense, our destiny, because it depends on the way we perceive, decide, and act as our character and our what we focus on and direct ourselves on. Every decision is based on what we believe will give us the greatest advantage or disadvantage at any moment in time. So if there's a change in our values, it has an impact on the change on what we filter out of our reality and what we perceive, what we decide, and what we act. But our perceptions are a combination of newly received information and previously stored information in our subconscious mind, which neural correlates describe as the amygdala and hippocampus. So everything that we've had stored in the past, all of our experiences, whether they're loving experiences or highly polarized emotional experiences, they influence how we perceive, how we decide, and how we act. So our hierarchy of values is filtering that, but our previous experiences is overlaying on top of that and having an influence on how our decisions and change. So if we change our perceptions, we change the decisions and actions. Let me give you an example. I had a lovely woman that attended my signature program, The Breakthrough Experience, and she believed that she was abandoned. That was the story she'd been running for about, well, from about, well, a young girl to probably 48 years old. So that's a long time, 44 years, something like that. And she was basically ran the story. I was abandoned. I was an abandoned child. It was rejected. It was not, you know, not good enough and all this other stuff. So she ran that story and became victim of history of that story. I asked her a simple question with the breakthrough experience. What specifically did you perceive that you missed out on that you expected from your mother because she was not there? And she paused and she said, well, I didn't get the guidance that I was expecting and I didn't seem to get the affection that I was expecting. I said, great. So who gave you guidance in your life? And she goes, well, nobody. I said, take a look, look deeper. You just responded within half a second, which means you didn't even reflect and look. So who came into your life to give you guidance? And then she finally said, my aunt who took over raising me gave me guidance. Who else? My grandmother did some guidance. Great. A teacher did a little bit later when I was 5, 6. And then also two of my best friends' moms became guidance figures. I got kind of close and hung out with them and spent a lot of nights with them, etc. I said, can you see that the quantity of guidance that you expected from your mom was counted for now with these variety of other 6 people? And she goes, yes. I said, what was the benefit of her, these 6 people now doing it instead of just your mom? And she listed some benefits. I learned a different language. I got to do things. I got to go places. I got to have family dynamics I wouldn't have had by myself with my mom. And then I asked her, what would have been the drawback if your mom had provided that? And she paused and she got teary-eyed. And then she remembered something that her aunt told her when she was 4. And she all of a sudden remembered something that she blocked out and ignored and didn't want to believe when she was a kid. And she found out that her mom had bipolar condition, and her mom had put her in a bath and walked away and forgot she was there. And it had super hot water, and it got hotter, and it scalded the baby, scalded her, and she almost drowned. And her mom, when she came back, said to her sister, "My daughter is very special. I am not capable of, I'm not in a position where I can raise my child. Can you help me?" So she passed the baby over to her sister because she felt her sister was going to do a greater job for her daughter. And she felt her daughter was special and deserved to have a better mothering than what she could provide. Mothers don't give their children up unless they think there's going to be more advantage to the child or to themselves and the child to do so. When she remembered that, even though she blocked it out from age 4 all the way to 40-something, 48 or whatever, she had a change in perspective, a change in the way she perceived her mother. Just because I ask quality questions, you know, the quality of your life is based on the quality of the question. After you ask a different set of questions, you get a different reality because you may become conscious of things you overlooked that you were unconscious of. So all of a sudden, she, from the perspective that I'm rejected, I'm not good enough, I am not wanted, I was special, I was given an opportunity, the mother loved me. She had a completely different perspective, broke down in tears, felt love for her mother, changed the story of being abandoned, and was given the opportunity to have a greater training and opportunity with a different extended family, a surrogate family. When she did, her perceptions shifted, her decisions and her actions shifted, and from one of basically self-depreciation, I'm not good enough, anything else, and she was treating herself that way, the men she was with would be treating her to priest because that's who she was, that's who she believed she was, shifted. Her perspective changed. She actually went on to write a book about her journey that, in a way that could help other people not allow themselves to run stories without deeper reflection and change their life. So your perceptions, which are based on your values and accumulated over time by the previous experiences and the current experiences, have an impact on the decisions and actions you make and therefore your life and the change of direction of your life. So that's why you want to take command of your perceptions. That's why I teach the breakthrough experience, to try to train people on how to ask questions so they can see no matter what happens on the way, not in the way. So they're not victims of history, they're masters of destiny. So just know that you have the capacity to change your perception by asking new sets of questions. And when you change those perceptions, you change decisions and actions and you change your life, the trajectory of your life. Don't let something on the outside dictate your destiny. Realize that on the inside, you have power and control over perception, decisions, and actions, and you can change your path, can change what happens to you. It's not what happens to you, it's what you decide to do with it, how you perceive, decide, and act on it. So just know you have that, and perceptions have an impact on your life, and you can take command of your perceptions. Just wanted to share that with you in case that contemplation on that can give you some advantage in life. And maybe you can come and join me at the Breakthrough Experience where I can show you exactly how to do that and take things you have been in the way and turn them on the way. So you're fueled and not frictioned, and you're thankful instead of bitter in your life.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.